Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to this week's Monster Armed American Radio Network broadcast. I am reminded about my mother again. Can we talk about this for an hour every week, which turned into 3 hours every week, which turned into a national program in hundreds of cities, which gave birth to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, heard every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, just adding Tampa, AM 860, The Answer, down in my hometown. You will begin hearing Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on Monday, August 3rd. Sarasota, AM 930, The Answer, you too will be joining the daytime show. So the growth, while humbling, not surprising in this day and age, quite frankly, for a number of different reasons. But I'm reminded, again, as the week's news just unfolds, and now we have an opportunity to talk about it with you every day and every weekend, is there enough to talk about? There's so much to talk about. We need extra hours during the daytime show. And 6 days a week now just simply isn't enough time. The enemies of freedom are working overtime while trying to force you to pay your employees more overtime. And Hillary Clinton, as of earlier today, or yesterday, whenever that doofus was making comments, now playing to the base on the left, now wanting to reset capitalism, the wonder economist that she is, unbelievable. It's just incredible what's happening in America today. So, yeah, we can talk about this together for far more than an hour, believe me. Let me start with this. Richard Dreyfuss, you know who Richard Dreyfuss is, the actor? Some good movies, some bad movies. I don't mind his movies. And I've always been able to separate, for the most part, the boneheaded, liberal, progressive political ideology from Hollywood. I can set that aside and watch a good movie. I can't think of a whole bunch of movies that he's been in other than Poseidon, because I saw that earlier today before I turned it off. But he wants to rewrite the Second Amendment so it applies only to militia. This was from a July 23rd interview published in the New York Observer. Dreyfuss said he would like to rewrite the Second Amendment to get this, make it clear it applies to the militia rather than individual rights. He was asked about what he meant, and he said, what was the Founding Fathers' biggest mistake? What article of the Constitution would you rewrite? Those are the two questions he was asked. He said their biggest mistake was not in making public education part of the Constitution. He then addressed the Second Amendment. He said, it's the only amendment that's obscurely written, and I would have made it clear. I would have said, this is for establishing militia, and everyone has the right to participate in that militia, and you can have a gun if you participate in that militia. Apparently, Richard Dreyfuss, I don't know how to say this, so I'll just say this. Apparently, Richard Dreyfuss, I'll be nice, doesn't get it. Apparently, he doesn't understand what the militia is. He doesn't understand that in his statement, he just answered his own question. Think about it. This is for establishing militia, and everyone has the right to participate in that militia. Mr. Dreyfuss, that's because you are the militia. You are the militia already. By birth, you are the militia. You already participate in the militia. Well-regulated means well-trained and equipped. That's what it meant when it was written, and that's what it means today. And as far as the Second Amendment being obscure, I don't see any wishy-washy about shall not be infringed. Sounds pretty damn clear to me. In fact, from letters from the Federal Farmer to the Republic in 1788, it was either Richard Henry Lee or Mel Smith, one of the two. I don't remember which one. I'll check the history. The militia, when properly formed, Mr. Dreyfus, are in fact the people themselves, all men capable of bearing arms, sir. And our boy Tench in 1788, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn our arms, each man against his own bosom? Congress shall have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, Mr. Dreyfus, but where I trust in God, it will remain forever in the hands of the people. So I open with that today to remind you that Richard, besides the fact that Richard Dreyfus just simply doesn't get it and needs to go back to that public education he was referring to, start giving himself a little bit of dose of history, he can look this up. You don't have to go back to the encyclopedias from years ago. See, I know he's older than me. And I used to have to refer to encyclopedias when I was writing papers. And so you don't have to do that anymore, Mr. Dreyfus. It's all right there at your fingertips. Good heavens. But why do I go there? Why am I bothering with Richard Dreyfus? Because our illustrious president, yet again, in the foreign media, running his gaiter about gun safety. Well, what do we know gun safety laws are? What is that? Gun safety? What is gun safety anyway? Can you answer that? What is gun safety? He claims gun safety laws are his biggest unfinished business of my presidency, he said. Gun safety laws. He was talking to the BBC. The BBC. And he told them he was distressed that he has been unable. Pay very careful attention to Prez's words here. He's distressed that he's been unable to strengthen gun safety laws in America, acknowledging it will be the unfinished business of his presidency. He says, quoting, "The issue of guns, that is an area where if you ask me where has been the one area where I feel that I've been most frustrated and most stymied, it is the fact that the United States of America," and here comes another one of his big lies, "is the one advanced nation on earth." Complete total lie, debunked by John Lott on this program just last week or the week before. "The one advanced nation on earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, sufficient, thousands of laws on the books, and we are watching the failure of those laws time after time. The same laws that fail his adopted hometown of Chicago miserably every single day." And that, of course, is something he never reminds you of. So when you hear a bonehead like Richard Dreyfus, let's just go ahead and give him Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week award this week. We've given it to Obama countless times. He can earn it every week, so we'll just, you know, he just gets the proverbial every week winner. So let's just go to the Richard. Everybody else is really a runner-up as long as Obama's in office, but as far as Richard Dreyfus is concerned, let's give Richard Dreyfus the Bonehead of the Week award for clearly not understanding his history, his constitutional history, particularly where the Second Amendment is concerned. But again, I mention that and Obama. Why? Because what does Obama mean when he says that he is most frustrated and most stymied? What that means is, because these guys, every once in a while, they expose themselves. What that means is he has yet been able to find a way to take away your constitutionally recognized right to bear arms. In other words, the Constitution is in his way. Why would that frustrate him? We have a Constitution. Why doesn't he feel that way about the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment? Why does he feel that way about the Second Amendment? Because you see, when he says these things, he exposes the true agenda of Gun Ban Nation. And that is just that. Banning your guns, taking them away. One regulation at a time. What he refers to as common sense gun safety measures. He's been stymied because of that pesky Second Amendment. Make no mistake, he will not stop, and the next 17 months will be the most dangerous pro-freedom and pro-guns. The attacks are coming. It will be the most dangerous 17 months in our history as far as our gun rights. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. Remember, the man witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Ah, welcome back to the program. That snuck up on me. Sean, how you doing? That's okay. I'm looking at my clock, and I'm seeing it backwards. I was looking at it in a dyslexic fashion, I guess. Hey, Sean, how you doing down in Texas?
I'll make it. How you doing?
Doing great. How's the Mexican food?
It's actually there? Pretty good.
Yeah, you have a lot of Mexicans down there. We got a lot of big Mexican population here, and the food's just off the chain. During the break, the best radio that you never is the radio sometimes you never hear. You've heard me say that.
Yes.
Sean, you would agree with that.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to tell my audience and my fans and listeners across the country, you scolded me a little bit, and I said, hey, whoa, stop right there. Fair. That was a fair assessment, and it was a fair scold. I said, let me mention that when we come back from this break, and I'll do that now. Man enough to admit that, and I was referring, but I get passionate about this stuff. I guess I called Richard Dreyfuss doofus.
That and Clinton.
Clinton?
Yeah, Hillary.
Oh, I'll call Hillary Biller. I'll call her whatever I want. I'm not
worried Billary's about her.
Good. Biller, whatever. We can have fun with Hillary Clinton. She doesn't mind. I do it too. But the Dreyfuss thing. So I want to apologize. I wasn't intending to offend anybody by calling Richard Dreyfuss doofus. I don't like his movies, and some I do, some I don't. And I guess that was probably a Freudian slip in the heat of the moment because of the absolutely boneheaded statement that he made about the Second Amendment and simply not getting it. Fair enough.
I could work with that.
You can work with that?
Yeah, although I don't even remember who Richard Dreyfuss is, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, well, he's that doofus guy that... Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
That's funny.
All right, we've got Alan Gottlieb on the phone. Let's go directly to Alan Gottlieb. Alan Gottlieb, you know, as the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and basically the individual who heads the organization, made up of almost a million of you and I, and has our backs in courtrooms all across this country. Alan, we certainly have a lot to talk about crammed into one segment, don't we?
I guess we do, so we better go for it.
All right, let's jump right in here and start with, oh boy, let me start with this because there's so much to talk about. Let me go with this. You heard about Obama's comments since you and I spoke last on The Daily Show. Obama has made comments to the BBC about unfinished business. In the first segment, I tied that into he felt stymied, and I said, of course he felt stymied, because we have a Constitution, which in my book, if he feels stymied by the Constitution, means he doesn't like that part of it very much and is actively working, trying to find a workaround. Is that a fair assessment?
It's definitely a fair assessment, but if he's stymied, that's probably good news for us, because that means he hasn't accomplished his mission yet, which is to take away our rights. So, right. Flat out, I mean, I'd like to see him stymied a lot more.
Okay, I did some more research since you and I spoke last and talked to a few other people. One of the things that you mentioned the last time we spoke on the Daily program, and I believe on this program as well, was the Social Security Administration and this end run around the Constitution to come after the rights of about 5 million people. You had said the last time we talked that unfortunately you felt that he was going to go ahead and do it. And I was trying to be a little bit hopeful and think that maybe, just like the ammo ban, the people would rise up. But I'm not feeling real encouraged about that right now. I don't have time to tell you why. Suffice it to say, I just don't. And I'm going to agree with you on that. Have you had a change of heart there? Do you think this is actually going to move forward and that he will, in fact, do this?
I still think he's going to do it. And I think it's firing up our troops. I don't think our people are asleep about this at all. It's not what we're seeing in our office at all. We're inundated with calls and emails about it. And I think, quite frankly, it's probably a great rallying point for our side. He's making a big mistake going after senior citizens on this. And I believe he's going to continue to do it. And I think we're going to beat him at it, either in court or through the legislative process.
If we have to beat him in court, that means it's going to go into effect and we're going to have to fight it for Lord knows how long.
Well, maybe yes and no, because I think it's a kind of a thing we might be able to get an immediate restraining order against it going into place while it's litigated.
Okay.
Because there's
right.
an awful lot of people that you can really show are damaged by it.
Right. Where would that be filed, in D.C.?
I can't tell you that right now. I'm not going to tip our hand to the Obama administration for where it's going to be filed. We're working on it right now as a precautionary measure, and I can guarantee it will be filed if Obama goes through with it.
All right, that's good enough. I'll stop myself right there. I don't want to ask too many questions and get responses like that. I want to let this process play out. All right, with the 5 minutes or 4.5 minutes that we have together now, take it away. What do people need to know?
So what Obama's trying to do here, of course, we didn't really get to the nitty-gritty of it. If you're on Social Security and you've basically designated somebody else as your financial fiduciary person, paying your bills and doing your finances, they want to, quote-unquote, say that you're not capable of owning a firearm anymore, putting you into the NICS database along with felons and adjudicated mental incompetence and people who've deserted from the Army, and count you as somebody like that and disqualify you from gun ownership or purchasing a firearm. And that's what this is all about. We know he's done it with the veterans, through the Veterans Administration, for returning vets. Upwards of 200,000 vets now have been denied their right to keep their arms because they came back, and they told the VA that they had some depression being in the war, and now they've lost their rights forever with no way to get them back. And now he's trying to expand that to increase the number of disenfranchised Americans from firearms ownership. The other corollary in this is, if you're not a disqualified person, the problem you have is that if you start dumping millions of people more into the database, it means when you go to search the database or use the database, it's much slower. So your approvals through the NICS system are going to slow down, be more difficult to get, and with no additional staff being added or no intent to try and make the system work better, it means for all of us the system works worse. And on top of that, you've got the fact that you've got moms against, whatever they call themselves, the Bloomberg people, screaming that a 3-day hold in case our approval doesn't come back quickly is not good enough, and that should hold until at such time that an approval actually comes through, and they're lobbying for that, and they're trying to intimidate dealers. If they don't get the approval in 3 days, don't release the gun even though it's legal. Well, the more people you put in this database, you're never going to get anything approved quickly, which means everybody's going to be delayed forever, and there's no guarantee that, quote-unquote, they run the system effectively or efficiently, and who knows how long it might take to be able to buy a gun in the future. This is what the Obama administration is trying to do.
All right, that's a great point. I'm glad you mentioned that about the 3-day wait, because we've not heard anything from the anti-gun Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, the Everytown for Gun Safeties, the Bloombergs, the Bradys. We've never heard anything about that until what happened in Louisiana a few days ago. And we will talk about that later in the program with upcoming guests. But, Alan, now they're calling it the background loophole. They've got a whole new term. They've created a whole new definition here. Okay, we're running out of time. We've got about 20 seconds. I want to thank you for being here again and keeping us updated. I will direct everybody over to saf.org, saf.org. And if everything works out right, in about 3 weeks, I'll be broadcasting from your facility in Washington, Alan. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Thank you.
You got it. Alan Gottlieb, everybody. Second Amendment Foundation. Visit them at saf.org. Join the organization. You know why. We need your help. They're not going to stop. You have to get in their way. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Kat Mortensen coming up from the National Rifle Association next, right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
The Angels from Visiting Angels are standing by to care for the loved ones in your life who need in-home care. If you have a family member or friend who needs assistance at home with hygiene, meals, light housework, errands, or companionship, I hope you'll consider Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. If you know someone who wants to remain independent, these are the people who can help. Rates are surprisingly affordable, and up to 24-hour in-home care is available. You can even select your caregiver before care begins. Franchise opportunities are also available. With more than 500 franchised locations nationwide, there's an office near you. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com. For senior home care from the real-life angels of Visiting Angels, call toll-free 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care, at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
Your home is your castle, and protecting your family is the top priority. But did you know an intruder could compromise your garage door and break inside your house within seconds? It's an illegal but surprisingly easy garage entry technique that is becoming common knowledge with some burglars. And that's why BeyondLocks.com has developed Tough Shield to stop would-be intruders in their tracks. Tough Shield prevents burglars from disabling the garage door operator and breaking in. And this technique takes just seconds for a knowledgeable thief. See how a burglar can gain access to your house with just a coat hanger. See the demonstration video at BeyondLocks.com. Get your Tough Shield today for just $40 or have it installed for just $149.
I'm Chuck Reginald, founder of BeyondLocks.com. I've been a locksmith in the Twin Cities for more than 30 years, and Tough Shield will stop would-be intruders in their tracks.
Visit BeyondLocks.com to see a demonstration and place your order today. That's BeyondLocks.com.
Back to doing what I love and more.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
This is Michael Medved, and I've been wearing Good Feet Arch Support System since 2012. Call 855-554-3338 for your no-obligation fitting, with locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove. It takes about 40 minutes, and you'll immediately feel the difference, just as I did.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. Or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a pleasure it is to have you here with me today. I absolutely love this part of my week. I tell you every week, this is not the end of your week. No, no, no. This is the beginning of your week. We get to talk about this subject, the right to keep and bear arms, all week, every week. And you know, some fun stuff, if you're interested, you can listen to me on Saturday mornings at 11:45 every Saturday morning, if you get a chance. Over at just download the app, iTalkUS, I-T-A-L-K-U-S, and take a listen to Spirit of Racing Radio at 11:45. We're talking NASCAR and guns, and we have a great time doing it. It's an awful lot of fun. So we're annoying somebody around the country every day at multiple hours while the programs are running throughout the nation. It's great to have you here with me. I'm looking forward to this week. Lots going on. The enemies of freedom are working overtime, no doubt about it. The President of the United States, when he comes home from Kenya, is going to be all over this. I know they think he's home down there. Home is Chicago. Maybe he needs to start paying a little bit more attention to Chicago. Or maybe he can stay down there. I don't know. Go run stuff from down there. Doesn't matter to me any. Hey, USCCA on air. Make sure you head over there. You've got just a few days left. You've got about 5 days left from the sound of my voice right now on this monster broadcast. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership. 10 of you will split 50 grand. That's right, 50 grand, 5 grand a piece for the ammo of your choice, a $50,000 ammo giveaway. Any brand, any caliber, it's entirely up to you. $5,000 for the ammo of your choice simply by activating a USCCA membership. Armed American Radio Network listeners, Armed American Radio Daily Defense listeners, simply head over to USCCAOnAir.com and get in on it. We'll name the winners when those are given out at the end of this month.
Hey, Mark.
Okay. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Does that also stand for employees as well?
No.
Okay,
however,
sorry.
Technically speaking, you aren't an employee. Go put your name in the running.
Yeah, okay.
No, it shouldn't. People might wince if they knew that Shanto from Armed American Radio won 5 grand worth of ammo from that. Wouldn't be very fair, would it, Sean? It wouldn't be to you, I guess. Hey, listen.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. We've got the National Rifle Association. If I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, being a member of the NRA just needs to be part of your DNA. It's not even open for discussion. If you're a firearms owner, you absolutely must be a member of the National Rifle Association, period. We just talked with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. They're working. They've got your back in courtrooms across this country. The National Rifle Association in Washington, D.C. makes things happen. That's why the left can't stand them. Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association, welcome to the show. Again, lots to talk about.
Hi, Mark. It's so good to be on with you. Thank you.
Catherine, where do you want to start?
Well, the latest thing that's on our radar that it seriously has us very concerned, and it should have millions of people concerned all across the country, is the Obama gun grab for Social Security Administration recipients. These are people, sometimes they're people who are, 65 or older, and they're getting their Social Security benefits, but there's also people on there who have some sort of disability. And the Obama administration has put the word out to their bureaucrats that they want anyone who's getting any kind of a Social Security or disability check who has what's called a representative payee. That's just somebody who handles their finances, somebody who makes sure that their checkbook is balanced each month. The Obama administration wants all those people's names turned over to NICS so that they would be on the prohibited persons list.
All right, this clearly, this is something we've been talking about. I'm glad you're bringing this up. I can't stress this enough, Catherine. We've talked about this with the Second Amendment Foundation and some local groups, and now the NRA, and I've read the press releases from the National Rifle Association, and it's why you're on this program today specifically. This cannot be overstated. It simply can't be overstated, period. This will affect upwards. The estimate is what? Close to 5 million, right?
That's exactly right. Now we're looking at numbers of about 5.2 million, 5.1 million. And then the Obama administration has also sent out this same directive to bureaucrats in lots of other government agencies. So this is just sort of the first one that's got on our radar because they're probably the largest in terms of, giving out checks. But they're looking at, Department of Transportation, Homeland Security, sort of almost anyone who gets some sort of a federal benefit from the government, right, if they have a representative payee. And that simply means, let me give you an example. We had a lady call, got an email to us from Texas. She had very severe asthma. She was a librarian for 20 years and had to go on disability because it was too much to work with. She had an oxygen tank, and it was getting to be very difficult for her to work. And to ease her, she was going through a difficult time health-wise, and so her husband made himself the representative payee for her disability benefits check. He said he did it just so that it would help her, one less thing to worry about, because she already had a lot on her plate. And so he got in touch with us when he heard about this new Obama directive. And he was clearly concerned because he said, my wife poses no threat to anybody. She has a gun. We hunt. We do, we shoot together as a sport. And all of a sudden, she could be on a prohibited persons list. We're talking about a librarian who has asthma.
Let me give another example. People, I had gotten a couple emails. We were talking about this on the Daily Show, Catherine, which I'm really looking forward to bringing you on to in the very near future. But we'll work that out this week and bring you on between Monday and Wednesday. We need to get this word out to as big an audience as we can. This needs to be heard. One of the examples that I gave was, let's just say your dad is on Social Security.
He's
receiving benefits.
And he does own a firearm.
And he's not disabled. He's just tired. His knee hurts. Going to the bank, doing what he does at his age anymore, is becoming more of a chore. He says, you know what? Kat, I'd prefer if you handled this stuff for me. I don't like having to go down there. I don't like having to do this. Yeah, I know it's all automatic, but I don't understand these computers. It'd just be easier for me. Could I make you my representative payee and you just handle this? Your father is finished.
Yeah.
That
scenario you described, in fact, it very much accurately describes my father in many ways and millions of other people's parents. You are absolutely, you nailed it, Mark. I mean, these are people who are elderly, and they've got a lot going on, and in many instances, they would ask, like you said, either a spouse or an adult child just to help them out. And so to think that those people are somehow a threat to themselves or to someone else, which, of course, was, you know, the intent of Congress saying that if you've been adjudicated by a court through a judge as mentally deficient, certainly those people should not be carrying firearms. But to say that someone who's elderly or has a disability and prefers that someone in their family or someone else handle their benefits, to say that those people should be prohibited is a complete stretch of the law. And, we're going to fight it, of course.
Of course. You just said something fascinating to me. The National Rifle Association just said, certainly those people shouldn't be carrying a firearm? Wait a minute. I thought the National Rifle Association wanted everybody, including every criminal and lunatic on planet Earth, if I read the Huffington Post. That's what they say.
We just made a
huge point.
There are certain people. And if a court,
of course.
And that's the thing, right? The law states that you have to be adjudicated. And that word adjudicated means that there's evidence brought forward, there's either a trial or a judge. But what the Obama administration is doing is just through executive fiat. Just, you know, some bureaucrat makes a decision. There's no.
That's called eliminating due process. Catherine, hold on. That's a great point. I can't wait to go back into that with you because you just, again, nailed it. Again, we point out the hypocrisy and the lies of the left, the gun grabbers and the haters, the freedom haters, and what their true agenda really is. Armed American Radio will be back with NRA spokesperson Catherine Mortensen. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Car Arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I am talking with Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association about Obama's wish for more gun control, because he feels stymied, because he wants more gun safety and common sense measures. And we all know what that is. Those are all not so much code words anymore for the progressive left and their Pied Piper in chief, and that's Barack Obama. This is all calling for end runs around the Constitution. Of course, we're talking with Catherine about the biggest gun grab, what would become the biggest gun grab in American history, and that is adding 5+ million people to the prohibited persons list by creating a prohibited person where none currently exist right now through bureaucrats in Washington, with 100% complete elimination of any due process whatsoever, taking away a constitutionally recognized right of yours. Very dangerous stuff. But Catherine, welcome back to the show. You made a comment that I think is very important. We've got the lunatic fringe on the left, and to me, the lunatic fringe on the left is anybody left. This is not your grandpa's Democrat Party anymore. This is a socialist, progressive, Marxist agenda that they are pushing in America. Hillary Clinton today was railing on about capitalism needing to hit reset. It's just insane where these people have gone in America. But you mentioned, because the crazies and the lunatics are out, that the National Rifle Association is responsible for every crime committed because the NRA wants guns in everybody's hands, and you just expertly said it, eloquently, not even realizing it, because that's proof positive of the absurdity of these arguments from the lunatics. Nobody wants crazies, lunatics who have been adjudicated so. That's the key point.
You're exactly right. And that's been the law for decades in this country. And we have an interest, all of us do, and the courts have upheld that. in keeping guns out of the hands of people that the courts have deemed, and this is a legal term, but mentally deficient. So those people have no business owning a firearm, and that's a well-established law in this country. But what the Obama administration is trying to do is, like you said, through bureaucrats, just make someone a prohibited person, basically calling them mentally deficient, because right. they may choose to have someone handle their federal benefits if they get a disability or a Social Security check each month. And millions of people choose to have an adult child or a spouse be their representative payee. That's the term that they use for it, or a fiduciary is another word you'll hear. But that doesn't mean that they're mentally deficient or that they're a harm to themselves or others. And like you pointed out, there's been no due process. No evidence was presented. There wasn't a ruling by a judge. You know, no jury weighed in on this. I mean, so it's outrageous that someone could lose their Second Amendment rights through a simple bureaucrat, you know, making
That's very true. And people must understand what it is we're talking about here. Here's the deal. I don't care how far left you are. I think you're lunatic if you are, but whatever, that's the beauty of America. If you want to smoke pot and drive a Prius off a bridge, go right ahead. You can do that in America, and that's the beauty. You can also say stupid things when you're doing it because you also have the right to free speech. Good for you, and that's what makes America great. I might not like it, but I'll defend with my life your right to do it. But here's the thing. What every clear-thinking individual in this country must absolutely understand is Barack Obama does not get to make that decision in this country. We are a nation of laws, something he has proven he has no respect for. But he doesn't get to decide who is mentally defective. Certainly not a bureaucrat in an office in a brick building in Washington, D.C. They don't get to decide those things. We don't live in that kind of country yet. So that's very, very important that people understand that. All right, let's take another step here. He was on record with the BBC, all right?
Oh yeah.
Just a few days ago, lamenting the fact that he is distressed, he has been unable to strengthen gun safety laws in America. And here's his quote. "The issue of guns, that is an area where if you ask me where has been the one area where I feel that I've been most frustrated and most stymied is the fact that the United States is the, here's the big lie, the one advanced nation on earth," which we've debunked here with John Lott and numerous other people on this program as late as last week, "that one nation on earth in which we do not have sufficient," here it comes, common sense gun safety laws. What I submitted to my listeners just moments before you came on in the opening segment was this. He is stymied and feels frustrated. There's only one reason for that, because we have a constitution that for the time being is stopping him. And the fact that he's referring to being stopped by the Constitution should scare every American, because this man is actively looking for a way around it. Does the NRA agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. And we appreciate that you're talking about this, because I think it's people like you, it's your listeners out there that are responsible for stopping him. Because the politicians in Washington know that there are, you know, 5 million members of the NRA, but tens of millions more who think they're members, maybe, and just haven't paid their dues.
Right.
And they support us. In any case, they want to protect the Second Amendment. And that is what is protecting our rights. More than anything else, it's the American people and being vocal. And on this case right now, for example, the Social Security Administration, their latest word was that when they were pressed about this new gun grab, they said, well, you know, it's kind of in the planning phases. We're still developing it. Oh, well, that's good to know, because we can stop it. So we're asking our members and anyone who supports the Second Amendment to get on the phone, call their lawmaker in Washington, either their senator, their House member, or both, and say, stop this plan. It cannot go forward. Because you know how difficult it is once they put a program in place, how difficult it is to undo it. But at this point, we think we can stop it. So we are urging anyone around the country who would be concerned about losing their Second Amendment rights through some sort of federal program like this to get on the horn and call their lawmakers.
make something happen. And even better yet, Catherine, we have found this to be most effective. We know this from the grassroots organizations, what works the most. And that is, people, do you remember how to sign a letter? I mean, mm-hmm. sit down and write a letter by hand, put it, fold it up three times, put it in an envelope, lick it, put a stamp on it, and send it to your congressman or congresswoman, local, not just local, but federal, at the federal level, U.S. House, Senate, and the president. Do it to the president as well. Here's why. Letters are opened. In today's day and age, an email is nothing but a number. They just look at it and go, pros over here, cons over here. You have no end, but they read letters. And it matters. It winds up on their desk. It's important. Catherine, I want to thank you for being here and for putting this issue forward and making people understand and realize that we're talking about prohibiting up to the same number as there are National Rifle Association members from owning firearms.
That is exactly right. So I appreciate you calling attention to this, Mark, and letting us have a forum to get the word out there, because this is a real threat. So thank you.
You betcha, and you know we'll help any way possible. Catherine Mortensen, National Rifle Association. You can visit them at NRA HQ online. Just look up the National Rifle Association. You'll find everything you need to know about them. They do great work. You need to be a member. It's default. If you own a gun, you have to be a member of the NRA. They go hand in hand. It's as simple as that in today's environment. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We've got another great hour coming up. Kenny Barlow from North American Arms is going to be here to tell you about some really cool new revolvers that they sell. I carry one. I have one now. Jerry Henry from GeorgiaCarry.org is going to be here. We love when Jerry comes to the show. And then Paul Markle from Student of the Gun, going to be a great program. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.